is preeminently the time to speak the truth, the whole truth, frankly and boldly. The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Having a child with autism is one of the biggest challenges a parent has to face. At Autism Parenting Magazine, we know there are moments of sadness, anger, and exhaustion. Many times, you feel alone and need support from the autism community. That's why we created the award-winning Autism Parenting Magazine. Every month, we feature the latest coping strategies, therapies, and expert advice for autism parents to inspire and bring hope. Join over 37,000 readers today and get a free issue of Autism Parenting Magazine by going to autismparentingmagazine.com.
Welcome back to autismradio.org, home of the world's first autism support radio network and proud 501c3 charitable organization, helping families challenged with autism every day get services they desperately need. Please help us make a difference in the autism community and find it in your heart to support 1 in 88 families in America today. Donate directly at autismdonation.org. Now, stay tuned for a special broadcast of Hope Saves the Day with autism activist, super dad and author of The Spectrum Diet, Master Chef and the Hope Man himself, your host, Paul Simmons.
Hey, thank you for that introduction. As always, it's great to be back on another edition of Hope Saves the Day. On today's program, I have a very special guest and a great friend of the show and a good friend of mine as well. He's an autism dad who is the founder of Autismable. His name is Joel Manzer. We'd like to welcome to the program. It's great to finally have him on. Welcome, Joel. Absolutely doing great, man. I'm really excited to finally get you on the program after all these years we've been talking about it.
Good to be here. Yay!
Yeah, absolutely, man. So you got to tell the audience, man, I know it's been a long time working on Autismable. You know, what have you been up to lately, and how's the site going in the development?
Site is going good. It's growing. New members are joining every day. Essentially, Autismable is all about connecting the autism community, from nonprofits to people on the spectrum to parents to professionals, just a place to gather together, to share thoughts and ideas, regardless of, you know, what they believe in regards to causation or regardless of what's going on in somebody else's life. Opinions matter, and various opinions are welcome. So that's what it's all about, and only one rule, just show respect. That's all Autismable is. It's a great online community that helps people out.
Well, it's a great site, and it's been around for a long time that people that may not realize it. If you want to just give a little bit of a background on the history of the website.
Sure. About 8-9 years ago, I used to blog on a site called Zanga, xanga.com. And there were tens of thousands of people that I was connected to on that platform. And the founders of Zanga, the Zanga team, I ended up touching base with them and talking with them. And over time, I asked them if they wanted to branch out into another niche-type website. And they said, sure. And at the time, they had a bunch of different type of niche websites that dealt with religion or dealt with, you know, guy stuff or whatever, fashion. And they said, Joel, make a list and, you know, we'll see if anything matches up. And I wrote down a bunch of stuff down on that list. And near the bottom of the list was autism. And so I gave that list on over to them. And within a couple of days, they came back to me saying, do you want to start a niche blogging community dealing with autism? And I'm like, okay, sure, why not? Because there's a need for it. There's not many online communities out there that just allow people to share what, you know, anything related to autism from any aspect of the community. So that's what I did. So we launched the site within like 5-6 months, and 8-9 years ago, and it's been active ever since. And then a few years ago, about 2 years ago or so, Zynga shelved its proprietary platform, and Autizable was caught up in that. Prior to that, Autizable was reaching around 30 to 40,000 unique people every month, and with about 100 to 200,000 page views per month. And very strong website, very very dedicated audience. But with what happened to Zynga, who owned Autizable at the time, there was a void. And so people wanted it back. So I received messages and emails saying, Joel, we're wondering what's going on with Autizable. And so I was encouraged by many people just to bring it back online and see what happens. And so we've been back now for a little over a year, and the site's coming along great. It's getting back to where it once was. And, you know, of course, we're doing all this publicity, trying to promote the site and let everybody know what's going on and what's happening. And, like, the sirens in the background, you know, the alert is out, trying to get people aware of Autizable and what it's about. So I'm excited. And everybody else is excited about it too.
Yeah, I know, Joel, you put a tremendous amount of work to relaunch this site. I mean, so much went into it. And I know at the time, I remember we were talking, you know, about when kind of like Autizable was pretty much like basically shut down. It was just, you almost had started at zero again. That had to be tough.
Yeah, it was. I'm very grateful to all the people who encouraged me along the way. When you have a dedicated bunch of hundreds of bloggers and several dozen nonprofits and some professionals even chiming in, I didn't know it, but there's professionals and school systems around the world, school boards around the world, and professionals that actually cite Autizable articles. And I'm, you know, my research to try to bring the site back online, and as we're getting things, you know, back to where they once were and improving on the site much more, I found that, you know, when you have a school system in Australia that actually cites Autizable as a resource for autism families, you kind of wonder, you know, wow, we're a resource for school systems. Because there's such a void out there of people being able to network with each other. The autism community, as you know, Paul, is very scattered, and it's very diverse. So if you have a site that's catered just to parents, well, that's all you're going to get. If you have a site that's catered to just professionals, that's all you're going to get.
Right.
But then you have nonprofits that struggle in obtaining funding for what they need to do, or just they have zero marketing budget whatsoever, and they need any type of promotion or networking that they can get to people that actually want to know about, you know, autism, or want to know what services are available. And with Facebook and LinkedIn and all these other social media outlets, it's a challenge for those nonprofits to really reach their audience. And so Autizable has turned up to be one of those outlets that, oh, wow, you know, this is a dedicated audience that really, you know, who I need to reach. And even businesses are starting to take notice. So it's encouraging to me to see all this. I never knew 8-9 years ago that all this would happen. But, you know, seeing how it unfolds and how it's just happening, I'm very grateful. It's very exciting.
Absolutely. I mean, Joel, it's pretty amazing when you think about it. Like, you know, you came up with this idea, you know, and started that site and how big it became at one point. Like you said, back in the day, it was huge. And to start over from ground zero, like we said before, I mean, that was just amazing that you kept with the program and didn't lose sight of the vision. And the site is looking very impressive. I mean, talk a little bit about the site, the differences between now, what it is now, versus back in the day, what it does different.
Well, Yeah, back in the day, prior to now, I've taken ownership of the site, and with full blessing of the Zynga team, and was able to obtain some of the data off of their servers. When it was on Zynga, really what it was just a re-imaging of the Zynga platform, where people could be able to blog on their own account, and some things ended up showing up on Autizable's main page that we just scheduled out. We also syndicate with hundreds of different bloggers that have their own sites. And so Zynga provided a tool that we can be able to import their content into Autizable. And it was that tool that Zynga had that we really tried to maximize on, because, you know, Paul, you got so much going on with your nonprofit and what you're doing. And there's other people doing a bunch of stuff, and you have the bigger nonprofits doing what they're doing, but nobody really knows about it. You know, they might come across on Twitter an autism, you know, account or whatever, but it's rare. But if you pool all that content together and become a hub of a network, then there's some ideas that your organization and you are passing along. There's other stuff like my buddy Rob, who deals with the autism dad. He and I do a podcast together every once in a while, that we really dive into the aspect of the strength in the autism community is our differences. It is the person who, it is that level of communication of whether or not somebody is going to be saying, I am autistic, or they are someone with autism. Even that little debate right there, there's a lot of truth to it on both sides. And so there's that strength there in that level of communication that we can find those little golden nuggets, that little thread of information that can unite us as a community. And that's exciting to me. I've kept this thing going for not just the community, but also for selfish reasons, because my son is essentially nonverbal. And the only way that I've been able to learn about him and why he acts the way he does and how he views things is through the community, through the online community. Just sometimes I'll have a question out there. Sometimes I'll just read something as we're editing for the main page for the site, and I'll go, oh, wow, my son does that. I had to think that through. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it is pretty amazing, and I think you and I have so much in common, because both our kids are – have the same first name, not only that, same exact age, and both non-speaking. So you and I share a lot in common, in that respect. And like I said, when I started Hope Saves the Day and Autism Radio, it was a learning tool for myself to open up myself for information and trying to find answers and things to help me and my own family in a way.
Right.
And I know that's done the same for you, for sure.
Yeah, you and I have talked about that. I've always taken the approach, what if I'm wrong? What if we're wrong? You know, not just about causation, but as a parent. Yeah. You know, we doubt ourselves so many times, and seeing that other autism parents are having the same level of doubt is an encouragement.
Yeah.
At least to me it is.
Absolutely. No, definitely.
So it's like, oh, wow, I'm not the only one going crazy here, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's real world, real life stuff, you know, that sometimes we're dealing with it, and, you know, always try to put a positive message, but there's days where I know myself and you're in the same shoes where you're just, like, literally banging your head against the wall, like, what else can I do here? Like, it just, sometimes it doesn't seem like it's going to get any better at times. It can be tough.
It's definitely, I think, you know, my son's now 14. In the past couple of years, I've mastered drywall. The level of communication that my son's been able to provide used to be primarily one word or two word sentences, which he still does now. But he used to get to a point where when he was hurting, he wanted to express himself by hurting something or someone.
Yeah.
And we've figured out why that was. He was having a massive migraine headache. And so he would didn't know how to say that. He had difficulty saying it, so he'd show us. And as soon as we realized that, we were able to, you know, get him the help that he needed. And he was able to improve significantly in that area. And he's doing phenomenal right now. But it's learning how to communicate with my own son. I think you could probably relate to this. I had somebody ask me about Autisable and what's it about. And I said, well, you know, you have a child. You know, this person had a neurotypical kid. I said, you have a child that can be able to tell you what their favorite color is. I don't. So, you know, when someone, you know, shares that their kid had and hit, you know, pitched a no-hit season of baseball, you know, or game, no-hitter game at a baseball game, I'm like, that's fantastic. Although, first starting off as an autism dad, I wanted to throat punch him. I mean, that was so frustrating to me because I wasn't going to have that same moment of elation. My jealousy and my anger would show up, you know, because I wanted that for my kid.
Of course.
But my kid isn't their kid. No. And I've had to discover over the years that my kid is awesome in his own way.
Right.
And he's teaching me more about myself than I ever could.
You're right.
And I've had to learn a lot from that, from both my family and my wife's family, and large in part to the autism community by working on Autisable. Yeah. So that's totally selfish reasons, but you know, there's a why. You know, I have to prepare myself, but I also have to make sure that I'm preparing myself enough to prepare my son for the world. But at the same time, hopefully make a little bit of a difference in the world with autism.
And you have, Joel. I think you're well aware of that at this point. You know, the people that have benefited from that site for many, many years, especially when it was, you know, at its peak. I mean, it was helping so many people. And I know myself, I used to go on the site, you know, myself back in the day and learn a lot about the autism community through that site. So
yeah, we got a lot going on now.
Yeah.
it's exciting. We're about to do some major promotional campaigns here shortly that we were never able to do when it was just under Zanga's ownership. We're going to be really networking with a lot more people, doing a lot more podcasting, web series, getting YouTube artists involved. And I'm not really big on bringing celebrities on board unless they do have a direct connection to the autism community.
Yes.
You know, it's one of those things where it's like, yeah, celebrity thing. Some organizations want to go that route. Me, I'm like, where's your connection? Are you wanting to help out the community, or are you just trying to do a little self-promotion?
And unfortunately, you know, a lot of that happens today, in today's day and age.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You get people that, you know, they support it, but they don't really know much about it.
Right. Right.
And
they're not even bothered to take the time to educate themselves on really what it's all about.
Yeah, yeah. And there's so many different nuances of autism. It's reflected in the community. You have a very small but vocal segment of the community that deals with vaccine injuries, and that's a whole topic by itself. And they're very vocal in that regard, and considering their perspective and what they've been through, they have that right. And then you have people like us, you know, the autism dads who have essentially nonverbal kids. You know, we have our stories to share. Then you have parents with what they would call high-functioning autistic children and their stories to share.
Right.
But there's commonality in all of it.
Absolutely.
And so we may disagree on what words to use or, you know, the right vocabulary with an increasing population associated with the autism diagnosis. And in one way or another, it's it's one of those challenges to be able to find those, that common thread, that common ground that we can all agree upon, especially when you have, you know, the people who are growing up autistic, who flat out say, I don't, you know, autism doesn't have me, don't call me, I'm someone with autism, call me autistic. So you have that group who should be heard, you know, as part of the greater community. And so it's one of those things that I find in, you know, as we're connecting with the entire autism community around the world, we're finding, not just myself, but a couple people that are helping me out on the site, we're finding that those differences, there are some common themes. And the common themes is, you know, we're not being heard. We're not getting the help that we need. And not just autistic people, but autism parents. And, you know, having a community to go to and say, oh, wow, I'm not the only one going through this. That's a huge deal.
Yeah.
That could be life-changing.
Absolutely.
So,
yeah, it's a wake-up call.
Explain that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, it's kind of a wake-up call at times, you know. It's really what the community needs. And I think that's, you know, I know you and I are very aligned when it comes to that, like what needs to be done, you know, as far as support and programs and having things to do with our kids too is another big one. You know, just there's so many avenues and help that we need as parents and our children need that goes beyond the scope of just, you know, going to school.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There's stores that I can't take my son to. You know, that's just going shopping. Too much sensory input. Yep. He'll go into full-blown meltdown just because of the sensory issues.
Yeah.
Like, I can't take him to Lowe's. I'm like, come on, power tools. You know, really? But because of the warehouseness, and, you know, I did 20 years dealing with warehousing and logistics, so I'm used to the warehouse environment with pallet racks and all that stuff. But because of the openness of it and the echoness and things reverberate off the walls, even a small sound, that, you know, you amplify that with all the people in there, it's just too much. So it's one of those things that prior to my son's diagnosis, I wasn't aware of, I wasn't privy of. But as I've learned from people who are autistic, like Carly Fleischman and others who have significant sensory issues, I go, oh, wow, I never even thought of it that way.
Yeah.
You know, and that's helped me with my wife and I with our son's own challenges. And it's also allowed me to be a little bit more empathetic towards other people who appear to be agitated by the slightest of things. So yeah. It's helped in other areas.
Absolutely. I mean, I think one of the big things is that it's, you know, you and I share a lot of the same common issues with our children, where a lot of their families take for granted just the simplest things, like you were saying, going to Lowe's. You know, I might have my friend taking his son to Lowe's, you know, like it's no big deal. You know, they just go in, they go out. But for you and I, it's like it's a day of planning just to make it happen if we have to do it. You know, it's so different. You know, and when I try to tell some of my friends, like some of them get it, some of them don't though. You know, they're like, well, what do you mean? You know, you just can't bring him in. I'm like, no, it doesn't quite work like that. And there's a whole protocol that goes into place that just to get through the doors.
Oh, yeah. I went to if people check out my, you know, I'm on social media everywhere. But if they check out one of my accounts and go far back enough, they'll see that I talked to one of our local grocery store chains here locally called Farm Fresh. And I talked to the store manager about getting a Caroline card there because I didn't have any. And they just looked at me perplexed. And I said, listen, you see me come in with my son. And they're like, yeah, I'm a regular here. Like, yeah. And I said, he's getting too big to crawl into the cart. He's 14. He's taller than my wife. He's about 5'7", 5'8" now. That's just not safe, and it's a problem. this, there's this product here that can really help out in this avenue. And so now when we go to the Farm Fresh, we go to a he sits in the Caroline Star, we go shopping. And just that one piece of product was just because, you know, you get networked in the community and you start seeing these things and you're like, okay, I need to tell businesses about this because it's going to help out the special needs community. And on a selfish moment, it's going to help out my family because my son can now go grocery shopping with us and not be attacked sensory, you know, with too much sensory issues. He feels safe and secure. So he can be able to sit down, enjoy the ride in the cart, and we can do our grocery shopping.
Which is huge.
But it took like several months of convincing people. It took, you know, over time, you know, as I go to the store. And when they see it happening and they see people using stuff like that, they're like, why didn't we do this before? I was like, because you're not listening. This is why I think so many times it's frustrating as parents to share things, because we see it all the time. We see these moments of struggle. Sometimes we live it, sometimes we see it in other people's lives. But we see these moments to where it's like, that ain't right, you need to do this. And whatever it is, in this instance, it was, you know, just getting a shopping cart that could facilitate my son's needs. But it's those types of moments that as autism parents, as we go through our journey, we're seeing these things. But the general public, they're just going around their lives. They're not usually understanding because they're not in it.
That's right. That's probably the biggest point where you just hit the nail on the head there with that statement. It's powerful, for sure. So, Joel, I want to tell our audience where they can find the Autism site and how they can log in and stuff before we go today.
Oh, yeah, sure. They can find Autism, AutismAble.com. It's like autism and able, without the M, without me. Autism.com. And you can just click join the community. You can join via your Twitter, LinkedIn, Google+, or Facebook account. It's a secure site, and you know, you can be able to share, network with other people, and you can submit things to our editors to be highlighted on the main page. If people are a part of a nonprofit, or if they blog themselves, they could be able to reach out to us about syndication options. And the like. We're happy to coordinate syndication. We're happy to be able to address that appropriately. Our big thing is to be able to network the entire community, the autism community, together, and to promote what's going on.
Well, that's great, Joel. And we'll be sure to put all the links too. I know you'll share them with me. I'll put them on the autismradio.org's website. Be sure, you know, we promote it. It's a great site. You definitely want to check it out. If you have a son on the spectrum, or if you have a family member that's affected, I think it's a great place to go and kind of get some great information and also connect with other people that are in the same place you might be, and be able to share some ideas or just feedback or whatever it might be. Just a great networking tool. So we want to thank you, Joel, for putting together Autismable and getting it back online. I think it's phenomenal.
Oh, thank you very much, Paul. I'm glad to be here.
Absolutely. Well, Joel, we'll definitely have to have you come back on. There's just so much information to talk about. Unfortunately, this is all the time we have for today's show on Hope Saves the Day. So definitely we'll have you come back on real soon.
Thank you very much, Paul.
All right. Joel, that's Joel Manzer, the founder of Autismable. We'd like to thank him for his time. We'll definitely be speaking to Joel real soon in the near future. There's just so much stuff to talk about. But unfortunately, that's all the time we have on today's program. We'd like to thank everyone for their continued support here on the program on Hope Saves the Day, and also, of course, autismradio.org. And also, don't forget, we help support the community, as we're a nonprofit 501c3 that has hundreds of kids that get services every day from our organization. So we're 100% volunteer. So to learn more about it, go to autismradio.org. I'd like to wish everybody a great week. And remember, until next time, everybody, hope saves the day. Have a great one, everyone.
Every time I see your smile, I wonder what you feel. Every time you laugh or cry, I wonder if it's real. You seem trapped inside. Please help me understand, what is your world like? I want to feel your love. I want to know what it's like to laugh and play. Imagine a thought that you cannot feel, a tear trapped inside. Imagine a sound that you cannot make, no matter how hard you try. I want you to know how I'm feeling. I want you to know how it feels to be me. I wish you could look into my world and see how I see. Hold my hand and remind me to hold on to hope each day. Let this song be my voice. And remember, hope saves the day. Show you what I see. What kind of life will I have? What's in store for me? Don't be afraid, just love and hold me. I can be all that I can be. With your love I can do anything. With your love I can see the world like rays of light shine upon me, inside of me. Then you are right by my side. I will love you till the end of time. Hold my hand and remind me to hold on to hope. Let this song be my voice. And remember, hope saves the day.